We are learning the Sefer Pesachim, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning at the end of the second line of the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Two lines from the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis, that's where we're beginning from. We learned in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda says that if you don't only make Bedikas Chametz by the time of Bir Chametz, which means the sixth hour, after that it's too late. You can't make Bedikas Chametz anymore. And the Rabban hold you could. What's the machlokes? As the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yehuda holds that we're scared if you're allowed to make bedikas chametz after zman that's us to eat chametz, you might come to eat the chametz when you find it. And the Rabbanon hold, no, there's no gzeira. So the machlokes is Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda, if you make a gzeira, you might come to eat chametz. So the Gemara is going to ask back and forth, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon, if this stems with other places where you have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon making gzeiras. So the Gemara asks, Migos Rabbi Yehuda, the Masal Mechel Venet, is Rabbi Yehuda making gzeira that you can't do something because you might eat from it? But Tanan, we learned to the Mishnah. The halacha is that until you makriv the carbon of Omer on the second day of Pesach, you're not allowed to eat any of the new wheat that grew this year. It's called chadash. You can't eat the chadash until you bring the carbon of Omer. And not only that, we're in the Gemara later on that you can't even cut wheat down lechatchila. You're not allowed to cut wheat down before you bring the carbon aimer. But it says in the Mishnah, the day they were makriv the aimer, which means the first day Chol HaMoed, Yoytzim, people used to go out, Amoytzim Shukei Yerushalayim, they found the streets of Yerushalayim, Shem Eleim Kemach Kali. The streets were filled with flour and Kali. Kali is roasted kernels. Shaloi V'Rotzen Chacham, Divrei HaMeir. This was not in the Rotzen of Chacham. Because Chacham were guys there that if you're going to be busy with wheat before Pesach, before the carbon aimer, you're going to come to eat it. And that's the problem of eating chadash. So that was Loi Rotzen Chacham, Divrei HaMeir, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer. But Rotzen Chacham Al Yosim. It was Rotzen Chacham, it's fine. The Chacham allowed it. Le Gozer, Yehuda, Damas Lamecha Vanei. Yehuda was not Gozer in a come to eat the wheat. So the Kasha is a steerer to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah, says he can't do Bdikas Chametz after Zman Yisr Achilles Chametz because he might come to eat from it. And here we see in this Mishnah, Legabe Karbon Eimer, this Mishnah Menachos, Gabi Karbon Eimer, we see that you were allowed to start harvesting the wheat and do everything with the wheat, even though you might come to eat it. So Amar Rabba, the Torah is like this: Shani Chadash Metoich Shlo Yatar Tlo Elade Kitov Huzacher. Gemara says no, by Eimer, a special reason why it's allowed. No Gzeira. Why? Because Allah is, like we said before, you're not allowed to really cut Eimer. It'll cut any wheat before the Omer. It says in the Pasuk, Omer Reishis Kitzirchem Elakayin. It says Reishis Kitzirchem, the first cutting. So you're not allowed to cut before, so how you get down wheat? You have to cut it down by hand. Cut it means by hand. You have to do it by hand. Since you're doing a shino, you're doing something different, you won't come to eat it, because you see, when you're dealing with this wheat, you're doing a different thing. Omle Abaya. So Abaya says, it's not such a good pshat. Well, teinuch b'shas k'tifa. Okay, b'shas when you're cutting it, you're not going to eat any wheat, because you remember, oh, look, I'm doing a shinui, so I'm not allowed to eat this. But chinevar kodam, I remember, what about when you're doing the grinding and the sifting of the wheat? What are you going to say then? You might come to eat then. In those days, they ate kernels, but it's avoiding more brachas like that. People ate kernels. They ate it, they ate it like that. So the question is, why not come to eat it then? Ma'ik lemeima. My answer is no holikash, so you also tchina akad have to do b'shinu also. Tchina b'rechayad yad, you have to do it by hand, not with a water mill. Harkada agavi napa, sifting, you don't do it in the regular sifter, in a regular way. You turn the sifter over, and you put the flour through the back of it, which was used to be the bottom. You turn it over, now you put it you make a shinu on the napa. So the Gemara is right now saying that ain't chanami, there should be a gzera. And that if you allowed it, is because here you're doing everything with a shinu that will make you remember not to eat it. But the Gemara has a kasha this that doesn't stem. Elohad etnaim, learned to the Mishnah, that the only time you can't cut wheat before the carbon is only the type of wheat that can be brought for the carbon or omer. There's a special din that you're not allowed to bring carbon, you have to bring from the best wheat. And a Beis HaShlochim, which is an irrigated field, or a Mokim, which is a valley, these places, the wheat is not so good. So you're not supposed to bring the carbon or omer from those wheat. And therefore, there, you're allowed to cut it regularly. Because like Rashi says, there's a stira really. There's a Lashon for Katsartim Sksira Vavesem. And then it says, Omer Reishis Ksirachem. So one place is Mashma, that's the first Katsira. A different place is Mashma, it's not, you can do any Katsira. Teretz is that from the place where you have to bring the omer, If there, you can't do any katsira on that type of field until you do for the oimer. Masha'enkein, other fields which you cannot bring for the oimer because it's not such a good quality wheat, there you're allowed to do katsira. So the question is, there you're going to do a regular katsira and no shinui, and you're going to come to eat the wheat before, and if you do this before Pesach, you're going to come to eat the wheat, the chadosh. Why make exactly? But Gdisha you can't do. You can't make piles of it. And the reason is because that's no, you're not gaining anything. What if you do piles now? Do it after the Omer. Mashenk and Ktsira, you're gaining because you're going to have a Fachalamoy. You'll have your stuff cut already. But Kimna Rav Yehuda, we said this Mishnah is going according to Rav Yehuda. So the Kasha is, what are you going to say? The Mar Menachos, that's signed this Mishnah like Rav Yehuda because the Sefer says that Anshe Richa, Kurtz, Omer, Vlemichu, Vyadam, Chacham. So we know it's Rabbi Yehuda. So he sees Rabbi Yehuda. So Ma'ik Lameimah says, back Shver over here, where's your Shinui? And since there's no Shinui, you might come to eat it. So it's Shver. Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah says, you can't do B'dikas Chametz. Why couldn't you come to eat it? Here, Ba'imer, you see that we're not worried, you might come to eat it. So what's Pshat? So Abayi doesn't say Pshat Lameisav. Just before Abayi says Pshat, I want to speak out of top Tosfos. Tosfos says, you see from here, that this is an idea of Lechatchilos by the Araisa. Because here, let's say you bring the Oimer, carbon Oimer from a base of Shlachim, from an irrigated field or from a valley. It works. It's a good Oimer. Just says you shouldn't do it. So you see, this idea is a Chatchila by the Raisas. Taisa says, the Ainla Tamaya Miyik immediate in the Raisa Chila Asa with the Evet Shari, the Ikimila Tuva, the Beinan Shiashna Kosva, Shishana Kala Kosva Akev, Kagan Kachim. Since you find such an idea, especially by Kachim, that there's such thing as a Chatchila by the Raisas. But back to the Gemara, the Kasha is that over here is a Stirin. Mar Mishnah says it's Xerah Shem Yechal, and there it says that there's no Xerah Shem Yechal, Elam Abaya, a big Yisoy, this is the terrace of the whole page, to the Gansu Amud, Elam Abaya, Chodosh, Bodlumine, Chomet, Loy Bodlumine. Chodosh, you know the whole year, you're not eating Chodosh. So you're not going to come to eat Chodosh now because I'm working in it. But Chomet, the whole year, you see a roll, you eat it. So now you forget and come to eat it, and therefore there's a gzera. Because you know, like Badamaneh, Chodosh, the whole year, you know what to ask. Every time you see a baked product or wheat or anything, you say, is this from the new year or from last year? You always know what to ask it. So now, because you're cutting it, you all of a sudden forget what's happened. Masha'inkein, bread, the whole year you're eating bread without asking any questions. You're going to be ruggle, you're used to it, and you come to eat the bread, and therefore there's a gzera, dafka by Chomish, because like Badamaneh. Masha'inkein, Chodosh, you Badamaneh. That's a bias terrace. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rava, Rava Tainis, the Rav Yehuda, Yehuda Kasha. You only had a Kasha, Rav Yehuda. You had a Stira, Rav Yehuda, two Rav Yehudas. Our Mishnah said, Rav Yehuda says, you make Xer. Here, no Xer. So we answer, no, Chametz, you're not Badal. But what about the Rabbanon and the Banan? The Rabbanon like Kasha? Because our Mishnah says, Rabbanon hold you not Goizer. And here, we saw, Divir Rameir, by Oime, you were Goizer. And like Rash says, the Barma plucked off Rav Yehuda, Rav Meir. So our Mishnah is also talking about Rameir. So what's the Stira, two Rav Meirs, two Rabbanons? So the Rabbi says, the Rabbi Yudah like Kasha Kiddushanina, like we answered. The Rabbanon I'm like Kasha. I'll tell you the Teretz. Because the Kasha is, by Chametz, you're not Geyser, and by Oimer, you are Geyser. What's the Chilik? So the Gemara, who adds my Mechazel of a Sarfai, Mechel Kalach, B'nei? Says, by Chametz, a special reason why there's no Geyser. Why not? Because what are you doing when you're looking for it? You're looking for it in order to get rid of it, to burn it. So you can come to eat it. Then you know, what am I doing here? Standing, sweating away with a candle over here. Is to get rid of it and burn it. You're not come to eat it anymore. And therefore, Rabban Hol, you're not going over here, but the Aimer, you are going. So we have here, we answer the stira, the chalukim stira of Rehuda Ruda, one's bottle, a bottle, and free Rabbanon, because you're going lesarfer. So the Rav Ashi Yomar, Rav Ashi tries another teretz, it's not going to work out, but Rav Ashi tries another teretz. Rav Ashi Yomar, the Rav Yehuda Ruda like Kasha. I'll tell you a different teretz to steer Rav Yehuda. Again, the steer is that an armist that says Yehuda is a geyser, you might come to eat it if you do B'dikas Chametz after Zman Achila. And Rav Yehuda here by Oymer says he's not geyser. Says, you know what teretz is? Like Kasha, Kemav Kalitanan. It says here, what do you make over here? You made flour and roasted kernels. Both of them are not edible. Flour, people don't eat flour. And Kali also, when it gets roasted, it's so hard, you have to grind it up. It's a step before you make the flour, a good type of flour, you roast the kernels. So therefore, you're not going to come to eat it, because it's not edible. But the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Hoda Ravashi Vedusi, or Barusi is a Lashon. Ravashi is a tois, it's a chitzonis, it's not a good pshat. Why not? That's very good after you roast the kernels. But until you roast it, there you might eat it. What are you talking about? Right now it's Kali, but until it was Kali, you could have maybe eaten it. So why don't you make Xer over there? The time you could tell me they kitov because you had a shinui when you cut it. You cut it by hand and not with a sickle, and that was the shinui he said before. Shai did that would be a shinui. It'll remind you, kederava, but the elakaitzim beis shalachim shemakim. But the problem is, it says you even let it cut. You let it cut beis shalachim shemakim kedarka. You let it cut that regular. You might come to eat that. But kim lekrav yudo. We said that's like a yudo. Mike, what are you going to say? Elo, Rav Ashi, Badusi. Rav Ashi is not a good pshat. Rav Ashi tried a pshat and said that it wasn't edible, and the problem was that until it becomes roasted, it is edible. So, therefore, Rav Ashi's pshat is not lemaisa. And Al-Kaponim was sticking with the first pshat, is that the chilik is, by chometz, you're not badal, and by chadash, you are badal.
Doesn't the pasuk say, the kali karma,
yeah, but it doesn't mean eat it in kali state. It means after you grind it up into wheat, into flour. You grind it into flour. So talk to Gemara. That's the sound of this Gemara. That get Rashi says Achash Siavish B'Tana In Royu Lechel. As Rashi says, we call it Rashi's second wine line. We call it Eilech because after you roast it, it gets very, very hard. You can't eat it. Right? The Gemara v'Chol Heichad Leibadul Minei Migazer Yehuda. So we're saying now, anytime you're not separate from it, you do make a gzera. For example, Chadash. For example, Chametz, you make a gzera because you're not Badul Minei, because you're not separate from it. But now I'm going to ask you a kash of Hilchos Shabbos now. It says, "Lo yikav adam shefer shal beitza v'yamalena shemen v'yitna mitzad haner." Like Rashi speaks out, the ner means the little cup that holds oil. In those days, they didn't have electric lights, so in order to have a light the whole Shabbos, you had to have a ner that lit the whole Shabbos. The problem is, a cup has a limited size; you can't have, you know, a barrel. It's a cup. So what do? They have an eitza. They filled up an egg with oil, and the oil dripped from the egg back into the cup. Slowly, drip, 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 and therefore you had like a refill, like a refueling mid-air, refueling over here, from the little sheferis to here. So you let it do that or not? Le'yikav adam sheferis ha-beitza, v'yamalei ha-shem, yidin ha-mitzad ha-ner, v'shol shetem ha-tefes, so it's dripping, v'afili sheferis, even if this thing is cheres, let's say this beitza, sheferis beitza, is just a lashon, even if it's made out of cheres, it also is aser, this thing that makes a drip. And what's the pshat now I'll do this? The reason I'll do this is because you might take shemen out. You might say, oh, I need shemen for my salad. I need oil for my salad. I'm going to take some oil out of that. Taking oil out of the source is an isser kibui. And even if it's cheres, which is a little bit not geshmak, it's a little disgusting, the oil, still you're not allowed to do it, fear rabbanon, because you might use it. Rabbi Yehuda Mati, he says, no, it's mutter. I'm not going to say anything. So the kash is, what do you mean? Why not going to say? Here, shemen, you're not bothered. You eat shemen the whole week. So why by shemen aren't you making gzera? By chametz make gzera. By shemen no. What's pshat? And for the gemara, how is pshat chumra the Shabbos middle of the v'dili? There, as chumra the Shabbos, you separate yourself. We said, you know, certain times you separate yourself because you know it's also the whole year. Here by Shabbos, a different reason. Shabbos itself makes you more scared, more than chametz makes you scared. For the gemara, Rami Shabbos and Shabbos. I ask you, stira Shabbos and Shabbos. Now that's not time. You went to the brisa. Chevel lishan nifsak. You have here a pail that goes into the bar, into the pit, to take water out, and the string snapped, shnifsak. Now you want to tie it, you want to be able to get water on Shabbos. Lo yei koshre, you shouldn't tie it back together, but you make a bow. Rav Yehuda Omer, you're not even allowed to make a bow. Yehuda says, karach alav punda episkayo, you should put a belt or a little string that they use to hold up the socks. You use those strings to wrap it around, and wrap around the two sides of the string to hold it together. Well, you should not make even a bow. So why do we think you don't make a bow now? The reason is because it's a gzera, a takshira. So you see, even by Shabbos, you make a gzera. Kasha, Rabbi Yehuda, and Kasha, Rabbanon. Because here you see, the Rabbanon don't make a gzera. And by, we have before, by Omer, or by Shabbos rather, by Shabbos, that a person should not put the beya there. Why not? Because he might take Shemen out. And here he says, you're allowed to do it. So it's theory of Rabbi Yehuda, because here Yehuda says, you're not make an iva. And there he says you could put the beitz shel shemen over there. And on Rabbanan Shek, because Rabbanan said before, you're not allowed to put the shemen, because you might take out. And here, you're allowed to make aniva. Kasha the Rabbanan, the Banan, Kasha with Yehuda. Kasha with Yehuda, Shemen v'shem michlef. You mix up two shemens. Aniva b'kshira le'michlef. You don't mix up aniva with the kshira. If you have, you're not mixing up tying with a bow. You're not going to mix that up. So there's no gzera. Rabbi Yehuda like Kasha, that I hear, why don't you make a gzera? L'chayra here, why do you make a gzera? Why do you make a gzera? I, it's Shabbos. No, the reason why The reason why you not make aniva is not because of a gzera, because he holds that is a kshira. Time you lamish the gaz aniva to kshira, elms no ksav aniva gufa kshira. He holds aniva gufa is kshira. So let's move further. Another kasha. Rami the rabbanon the banon. When Astira rabbanon by Shabbos says makes gzera. I'll show you. It doesn't make gzera. It says tenetran kosherim deli bepeskaya avaloi bechevel. We have a four, no one has a kash like this. We have a four by Chevel that you're allowed to make a aniva and you don't make a gzeira aniva or tukshira. That's what we saw. Upon a hold, you don't make a gzeira aniva or tukshira, you're allowed to make a aniva, allowed to make a bow. Here it says, koshin dibe peskaya, vle bechevel. You're allowed to tie a dli with the peskaya, that's a little thing that holds up your socks, because you're not going to leave it there, so you're allowed to do it. It's not going to be kash shakayama. But vle bechevel, you can't use a rope. Rabbi Yehuda matah, is matah by Chevel. Is matah. Chevel demai. What type of chevel are we talking about? The Huda's mata. You live a chevel d'alma. If it's a regular string, Rabbi Huda mata kesh shakayama. Mata kesh shakayama. It's a kesh shakayama. You can't be mata that. The vadi also have a tuli. In a little different show. It's a regular rope. El pshita the guard. We're talking about a weaver's rope, which you're not going to leave there. Well, Rashi learns about it's not strong enough really to hold up the dli. That's why you're not going to leave it there. So we're talking about a guardi, and still Rabban holds also. Because Rabban chevel the guard to chevel d'alma. So you see, Rabban R. Geyser. So yeah, in Chevel, Chevel Michlef, Aniva, Kshira, Mechafa. You mix up Chevel, Chevel, you don't mix up Aniva and Kshira. So now everything is answered. Like Rashi, there's a Rashi, this is the third Rashi from the bottom, called Chevel, Chevel Michlef. Rashi gives you a sikum, a summary of our whole Gemara. He says, everything is answered right now. That the Rabban R. Geyser, anytime you can mix up, Sayyid Shabbos, Sayyid other Surim, if you can mix up one for another thing, Avadi, make a Gzeira. Like by Chodosh, for the Oimer Geyser, and by Sheferis of the Shemen, you make a Gzeira, and by Chevel, you make a Gzeira, but by Chometz, not. Why not? Because I'm looking to burn it. And also, by Niv, also is no Gzeira, because you don't get mixed up, by Niv Akesha. That's Rabbanu. Rabbi Yehuda holds, anything you don't not separate from, you make a Gzeira. And everything you are separate, you don't make a Gzeira. So Chometz, you're not separate, you make zero. But Chodesh, you are separate from, and all Shabbos also is very Choshev, you separate yourself. Aniva, why is also? Because Aniva is a Kshira.